Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to this episode of Cantankers with Cause. My name is Dakota Lone Star and I'm your host. Now, at times I've opened my program stating that the program was going to be loads of fun, but tonight is different, much different. Tonight's program is going to be devoted to our men and women in blue across the United States of America. Although I've never had to go blue, a lot of Facebook posts recently, you know, state Virginia going blue or North Dakota going blue or what have you, or et cetera, et cetera. I've never had to go blue. I've always been blue. I'm from South Dakota and I've always been blue. I've always been a supporter of those that police our neighborhoods and our streets and our highways and our byways, and well, you get the idea. Together we'll discuss a current Michigan case in which a deeply disturbed man posted all posted all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Kill all white cops. End quote. To those snipers in Texas, I commend your bravery and actions. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Now, too bad the man hasn't the same advice for the black community, which is where over 98% of death related to firearms occurs. Now, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim L. Worthy, which is just, that last name doesn't really fit Kim, either he or she, it's spelled with a Y, I'm not sure, but Kim L. Worthy is unworthy. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim L. Worthy deemed the Facebook messages too vague, stating that the messages didn't meet the standard of a true criminal threat. If the posts cannot be considered a true criminal threat, who needs law enforcement, Congress, or the Justice Department for that matter? We've crazily retreated to America's old West, where the gent with the quickest draw lived only to die another day. If going forward in America we get just one thing right, it should always parallel the action taken by recent action rather taken by Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette. All right, so I've got a lot to talk about tonight. The call number is 929-477-4090, and we're going to talk about. I'm actually going to read from an article, a Washington Times article. Which is actually a very good article. And it was penned, if you will, by Andrea Noble, and entitled Man Jailed for Anti-Cop Rant Raises Speech Fears. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into this article and fasten your seatbelts because this is going to be a bumpy ride this evening. I've rated the program R in case someone decides to cast colorful adjectives about this evening. I would rather we not do that. I'm going to do my best not to do that, but I want to go ahead and talk to you about why I feel this particular story is so important. And this particular perpetrator was actually due for another hearing today. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into the article. And then you can really give me a call at any point. You can pen it any point, primarily. I've got my pen and my trusty pen handy, and I can go ahead and just kind of, set down my yard marker, so to speak, and we'll kind of go from there. But I'm going to jump into the article, and I'm just going to begin reading Andrea Noble's article, entitled Man Jailed for Anti-Cop Rant Raises Speech Fears. For 2 weeks, Nehru Littleton had been held in a Michigan jail on $1 million bond, awaiting a chance to fight the accusation he made a threat of terrorism, a criminal charge that a local Detroit prosecutor already declined to bring due to lack of evidence and that civil rights advocates see as overkill that could chill free speech. Civil rights, now that's really important that you get that. Civil rights advocates see as overkill that could chill free speech. I'm going to get back to that in a little bit, because that therein lies a large portion of the crux of my problem with the new. All right. And Obama stated, you know, change has come to America. And it's almost like the polar opposite of when Christ Jesus, you know, stated that we're supposed to speak those things that aren't as though they are, and vice versa, whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to continue in the article. The threats in question were posts the 40-year-old auto factory worker is accused of making on Facebook in July. Among them, praise to a lone sniper who days earlier had killed three police officers in Dallas. Now, this doesn't sound like a Washington Times columnist to me. I believe they picked this article out of Michigan, or this particular – it just doesn't sound like a conservative writer to me at that point. Number one, if you believe that there was a lone sniper in the Dallas massacre, then you probably are slow enough to believe that there was a single triggerman in the JFK assassination. Okay? And, again, the call number tonight is 929-477-4090. But let's go ahead and look at it again. Here's what the quote-unquote honorable, New Age honorable, father of two, Nehru Littleton, typed the computer within his Facebook accounts. To those snipers in Texas, I commend your bravery and actions. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to continue reading the article right now and then get to a couple of my other thoughts. Prosecutor said, one post read, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter, kill all white cops, read another post, in quotation marks again. The posts were disturbing to say the least, according to Wayne County Prosecutor Kim L. Worthy. But ultimately, the Facebook messages were deemed too vague. Oh, God, have mercy on planet Earth. They didn't meet the standard of a true, quote-unquote, criminal threat. And Ms. Worthy's office declined to bring criminal charges because they didn't meet the true standard of a criminal threat. Okay, so let's go back to the quotes for a second. All lives can't matter until black lives matter. Kill all white cops. Okay, I think that's pretty clear and not all that vague, in my opinion. And the other post, to those snipers in Texas, I commend, and evidently the word snipers, the person put, or was typing this, or however it was laid out within Nehru Littleton's Facebook account. Snipers, when you're typing it as a plural, doesn't require an apostrophe, just to let you know, Nehru. But to those snipers in Texas, I commend your bravery and actions. Okay, so those are two pretty clear statements, as a matter of fact. And so I'm going to move on. All right. There's no evidence the suspect – now watch this where it gets interesting. And this is Ms. Worthy. There's no evidence the suspect took any action himself or did anything to facilitate the killing of white officers, Ms. Worthy wrote in a statement issued in August explaining her decision. Now check it out. There's no evidence the suspect took any action himself or did anything to facilitate the killing of white officers. And here's what's interesting. In terms, this particular Justice Department is so dead, no pun intended, dead set on using the phrase lone wolves in terms of all the recent demonic activity, actionable, demonic, substantive savagery that's happened in the United States outside of Dylann Roof, which absolutely was demonic as well. And I can get to that a little bit later. But right now we're talking about Nehru Littleton. And again, the call-in number for tonight's program is 929-477-4090. That's right, 929-477-4090. So, oh my God. So they want to make sure that they label everything. And interestingly enough, one of the changes in their rhetoric, and I'm not sure if this was passed down from the Inner Onion or not, but one of the recent shootings in Minnesota, or mass murders, massacres rather, in Minnesota, the news reporters and or journalists, columnists, if you will, stated that the perpetrator looked Hispanic. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not Hispanic. I'm quite white. Great athlete at one point, amazing athlete at one point, but that's neither here nor there. Caught footballs with one hand running the opposite direction until I hit a baseball into my kneecap, directly into my kneecap over 100 miles an hour off of home plate, which kind of took care of things. But in Minnesota, at least one news person, quote-unquote, stated that the perpetrator looked Hispanic. Oh, is that your new narrative? So I want to let the Latino community know before they've been sold down the river like the African American, or up the river, like the African American community has been over the course of the last 40 or 50 years in the loosely United States of America, that you, too, will be played like a virtuoso's favorite instrument, like the favorite instrument of a 12-year-old international virtuoso. Yep, you too, Latinos, Hispanic Americans, you're going to run out of money because Democrats don't know how to govern correctly, ever. Joseph Lieberman, was the only person that made any sense when there's a shipment of missiles that we actually pulled over the fleet or the ship outside of a Yemeni's port and detained the vessel and obtained all of its cargo heading from Iran, I believe it was, to Yemen. Oh, imagine that. The world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, Iran. Joseph Lieberman, I think he would have made a pretty good president, probably. Perhaps. But let's go ahead and look at the rest of this article. I just thought it was interesting. There is no evidence the suspect took any action himself or did anything to facilitate the killing of white officers, other than saying kill all white cops, which is sounds like an edict of sorts to me, but who am I? All right, so that's where the case ended, the author of the article went on to say, at least until Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette got involved. Thank God for Bill Schuette. And there's another person later in the article that I'm going to get to in a moment, too. The state's top prosecutor assigned investigators to review the case and announced this month that two felony charges making a terroristic threat and using a computer to commit a crime would be brought. Good. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a rat's arse to Beulah if Nehru is our first official interstellar guest. I don't give a damn whether Nehru Littleton is our first official interstellar guest that has come in, quote, unquote, peace. It has nothing to do with his skin color. Kill all white cops. Now, the Honorable Martin Luther King, in my opinion, just went from doing somersaults in his grave to vomiting in his grave. And now he's going to have to, aside from the stench that may have wafted from North Dakota in terms of would-be pipeline work up there and activists crapping in farmers' driveways and so forth. And I'll get to that during a later program. But here's where we go. A threat, and now I'm going to move up to a quote here. A threat to law enforcement officers is a threat to all of us, Mr. Schuett said at the time. Bingo, B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bill Schuett was his name, oh. Okay, thank you, Bill Schuett. Thank you, Sir Bill Schuett, for getting it right. Because a threat, Mr. Littleton, to any true American is a threat to all of us. It's a threat to American exceptionalism, and it's a threat to our way of life. What Dylann Roof did in South Carolina was demonic, devilish, fiendish, and straight out of hell. What happened in San Bernardino was devilish, demonic, and straight out of hell. Anyone that threatens an American that's willing to die for the sake of actual harmony, someone that would never harm another human being, regardless of that person's ideological differences, outside of the confines of self-defense and not having been out looking for a fight, Mr. Littleton. Here we go, watch this. This is a fight worth fighting, said Mr. Schuett. We cannot allow it to be open season on police. Thank God for the Michigan Attorney General. All right. Just like we cannot allow it to be open season on our citizens, like the all the people that were hewn down in San Bernardino recently and in the South Carolina church in Orlando. Anyway, Mr. Littleton was arrested October 5th, and though he had remained free since police released him from custody after questioning him in July, his bond was set at $1 million. It's an amount the former Marine and his family haven't been able to pay. So shame on you, Mr. Littleton, for being a turncoat. I shall liken you to the guy that actually believes that he is akin to the guy that starred in the Bourne movies that said that he was Jason Bourne, the guy that the president bartered, I believe, five devils for a half devil. Oh my goodness. All right, so you're kind of pulling on your heartstrings there. It's an amount the former Marine, his family haven't been able to pay. All right. For the last 2 weeks, attorney Leon Weiss, there's another name for you, Leon Weiss, said that Mr. Littleton has used accrued leave from his factory job to offset his time in jail. But he worries that if his client remains in jail much longer, the father of two will lose his job. Well, first of all, Mr. Nehru Littleton should have thought about that prior to typing the salient thought process for a worldwide audience on Facebook. Let me repeat. The father of two should have thought about the salient thought process for a worldwide audience, for starters. Or I'm sure Hillary's got a job for you, Mr. Littleton, and her future cabinet, should she be elected, because Democrats are known for letting devils know what they're about to do next, or alleged devils at any rate. and then they show up, the Bush is not here. We just announced it 3 weeks ago. All right. No, sir, you should not have typed. I don't even think you should have thought it. As a matter of fact, as a Christian, I, a white, middle-aged Christian American, be very afraid. I'm open to a lie detector test, being hooked up to a lie detector machine, and ask the question, are you down with forced conversion. Oh, it's a religious test. How many Christians would pass that test versus our peaceful brothers and sisters, our Islamic peaceful brothers and sisters? I'm just curious. Inquiring minds would like to know. You know, Hillary keeps talking about the Muslims on the front line in America. For that matter, I'd like to see some figures posted to the FBI website. How many, you know, you can redact the names. You're good at that. That's one of your LinkedIn top LinkedIn skills or qualities that when you're applying for a government job, redacts well. Redact the names. Redact the addresses. Redact any qualifying information or identifiers. And just, you know, show us some numbers. That aren't cooked numbers to the tune of 4 million. I won't go there tonight either, but 4 million would be voters across the nation, cooked numbers. So, Hillary, I'd like to see some numbers about your front line. How many people have come forward? It's interesting because all your columnists that are in your hip pocket generals are the ones that, interestingly enough, once the first two people came forward, aspiring to politically decapitate Sir Donald Trump, your people were using the word multiple. Multiple people would come forward when it was just two. So, my educated opinion is such that, I mean, my stance. Is such that not too many Muslims come forward and turn in Joey Java Sharia Shank of a brother for a would-be future tactical plan that includes killing people that don't believe the same way they do. Oh. All right, so have I just kind of struck a chord in terms of American exceptionalism? I believe so. All right, but let's get back to the article because this is kind of interesting. All right, so Mr. Weiss, right, pretty interesting person. But District Judge Michael McNally declined to lower the bond during a hearing last week. So kudos, Michael McNally, District Judge Michael McNally. You are added to my kudos list for which now certainly includes Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette. Mr. Weiss believes the high bond was set by the presiding judge as a show of support for police officers, unquote. We can't do both. We can't show a support for police officers. See, that's the interesting thing about libtards. They can't chew gum and tie their shoe at the same time or snap their fingers at the same time, unless that is they're calling on a Lois Lerner worm to tie the hands, for all practical purposes, tie the hands of decent, hardworking American dreamers. All right. This is where it gets really interesting. Mr. Weiss is quoted here. If something is disturbing and offensive, there is a certain latitude in this country for saying things Mr. Weiss said. Let me repeat that. If something is disturbing and offensive, there is a certain latitude in this country for saying things Mr. Weiss said. Oh, Mr. Weiss, okay. Yes, Mr. Leon Weiss, you mean the same latitude allotted a fruitcake that might type kill all presidents, that kind of latitude, Mr. Weissy? Yes, Mr. Leon Weiss, you mean that same latitude? So now cops' lives don't matter as much as in terms of your striation and methods of the devil don't matter as much as our presidents, the lives of presidents past, present, and future, that kind of latitude, Mr. Weissy? I just had you for lunch, dinner, and breakfast, buddy. All right, so a show of support for officers, not because his client constitutes a real threat. Well, what is a real threat? Because the last time that someone, the FBI, looked at a couple of Facebook accounts and chose to ignore those accounts under this particular administration, San Bernardino happened. Yeah, I feel really safe. And you know what I'd like to know? And actually, Larry O'Brien with WIML was begging the question this evening, and he's been working up to that question for the last few weeks. What hasn't the media covered? What haven't the candidates expressed in terms of what we feel as Americans hasn't has yet to be answered? I were if I were the world's brightest man or brightest mind, I'm just wondering what the Colleen Huffords and the 13 people that were stolen from us during the Fort Hood massacre in 2009, and the 50 or 60 people from Orlando or that were in Orlando that fateful evening that were stolen recently from the United States. I'm wondering. And then you've got the Boston Marathon bombers, and I could pretty much go on and on and on. And those are probably just a prelude to what could be coming. You know, it's been stated recently. There have been studies conducted that upwards of 50% of Muslims the world over are down with Sharia law. How's that for women's rights? How does that jive with your feminism freaks? All right, feminist freaks. All right, give me a call at 929-477-4090 is a call number. But I'm going to move on with this article because he said, even if something is disturbing and offensive, there's a certain latitude. I already read that. Mr. Weiss said, I'm worried about the government. Really? Oh, really, Mr. Weiss? You're worried about government, okay? Which government, Mr. Weiss? State government? Local government? Ah, federal government, perhaps. The level that is without doubt above the law. The same government that creates and commands the like of the lowest learner worm. The same government that leans on filmmakers of Indian and Egyptian descent. The same government that referred to a beheading as workplace violence and later stated that terrorists cannot do away with our way of life. If polled today, I cannot help but wonder what Colleen Hufford would say is the number one issue at odds with the land of the free and the home of the brave. In similar fashion with the 13 lives stolen from us during the Fort Hood massacre, my 40 Facebook can have 58 different sexual genders to choose from. Where's my 44th man or LMAO? I beg your pardon. The workplace violence that took place on Fort Hood in 2009, or the Boston Marathon bombing, or the actions of a demon-possessed Dylann Roof, or those stolen from American San Bernardino or Orlando. I can't help but wonder if any of those people that were stolen from us, or the people in South Carolina that were brutally murdered by the demonic Dylann Roof. But still, if we add up all the numbers, right, and then we look at how many people died in South Carolina, which that church is amazing for having forgiven Dylann Roof, allegedly. That just takes the spirit of Christ altogether to forgive a devil of his handiwork. Anyway, watch this. He said, Mr. Weiss said, I'm worried about the government. Instead of acting out of strict prosecutorial, my goodness, prosecutorial and ethical constraints, if they are trying to make an example out of somebody. What? No, the example should have been made out of the San Bernardino shootings or devils and the Latino male that knowingly supplied them with the weapons. That is where the – see, that's – Democrats don't govern that way. They don't take these crystal clear threats seriously. They don't. Oh, dear God, save not only America but the world at this point. Because it seems like the leaders I'm just speechless at this point. My God, it seems like all the leaders across the world, for the most part, 99% of the time, are not only without common sense, but without any kind of a moral compass, a meaningful moral compass. That will act meaningfully act ahead of actual savagery. Dear God, save the world. All right, but that's been tried once by Jesus Christ. So anyway. So he said, oh, wait a second, a spokeswoman for Mr. Shewitt said it was a police captain, not prosecutors, who argued for a bond at Mr. Littleton's arraignment. Detroit Police Chief James Craig previously defended his decision to pursue charges in the case, saying that in a climate – oh, there we go. Detroit Police Chief James Craig – that's another person I need to follow on Twitter. God bless you, sir. Said that in a climate – who created the climate? I wonder. Saying that in a climate in which police officers are being targeted for violence, he could not sit idly by when threats are made. Why, sir? Why couldn't Detroit Police Chief James Craig sit by idly when threats are made? Because he doesn't want the blood on his hands. Black, white, red, blue, green, orange, yellow, purple, or otherwise. He's smart enough that he's a man enough that he doesn't want the blood on his hands. If it's true that Abel's blood cries from the ground, then I am damn well sure that there is the blood of plenty of blue crying and reaching the heavens this day. And if you want to be a child of the night, and here's another thing. Although I'm for body cameras, although you're probably going to add another billion to the budget, let's go ahead and pacify you bigoted babies against cops. Let's go ahead and pacify you safe space tootin' ridiculous folk, shall we? But one thing a body camera can't do, you illiterate retards, is a body camera has never. In the future, they might, but even then, that would be a next to impossible task, even if you were, like, second in line to God Almighty, to create a camera that would measure the force necessary or the force required to subdue even a 90 or 75-pound white crack whore. So maybe what we should do is take a thug at a time, let him ride shotgun, put a cage in between the driver and the passenger, and let the thug try to wrestle down a 70-pound white crack whore or the 220-pound collegiate would-be linebacker that's fighting for your sidearm. That just roughed up that guy was more like 390, the gentle giant that roughed up a convenience store worker that probably wasn't white. But he was a gentle giant, armed up, don't shoot. Yeah, right, whatever. All right. And I'm pretty sure I've worked in plenty of hoods. The crosswalk isn't the most popular idea in the hood. They'll walk diagonally from one corner to the next block's corner diagonally and then look at you or look at cops like they're in the wrong place. well, if you don't want them there and you don't want us there, then maybe they should all pull out. They've got a stressful job enough the way it is without you telling gentle giants telling them to go F themselves. It's ridiculous. If you want to live like children of the night, then govern yourselves. Continue to govern yourselves like children of the night, but leave the little kids out of it in your neighborhoods and leave your elders, for God's sake, out of it. Where there's a modicum of humanity. Or the middle-aged person that's like the Honorable Benjamin Carson or Alan Keyes or Deneen Borelli. If Black Lives Matter, do something about it, because 99% of death-related or firearm-related deaths occurs on your watch and in your hoods. Do something about it if Black Lives Matter. Do something meaningful about it, something that would make the Honorable Martin Luther King Jr. proud. Anyway, I'm going to keep reading. But civil rights activists, yeah, right, civil rights. It's a civil right to go out and just bang someone and then suggest the morning after pill. That's a civil right? Is that a civil right? HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is that a civil right for me to just go out and bang a bunch of girls? And then those girls, is that their civil right? To time after time after time murder African-American babies or white babies or Latino babies? If I remember correctly, the good book says go out, you know, be fruitful and multiply the earth. And I don't think that's that mandate still stands for godly families, that's for sure. All right. Civil rights activists who believe Ms. Worthy correctly interpreted the law and deciding there wasn't enough evidence to substantiate charges. What? Not enough evidence to substantiate charges? I just read the quotes to you. All lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter. Kill all white cops. And then his second quote, to those snipers in Texas, I commend your bravery and actions, hashtag Black Lives Matter. You don't have enough to substantiate at that point that this guy's demonically driven? Come on, man. Come on. If Dylann Roof had typed something like that on his on a Facebook account, I would have been like, get this guy off, get this demon-driven Dylann Roof off the streets yesterday, because he's a threat, enough of a threat, in my opinion, to carry out the next San Bernardino or whatever or what have you. All right. So civil rights activists are concerned that the Attorney General's decision to press charges could be taken as a threat by those who seek to speak out against the police. I'm sorry, wait. That the Attorney General's decision to press charges could be taken as a threat by those who seek to speak out against police. No, sweetie. No, sweetie. No sugar. No dice. You can speak out against police as much as you like until you cross that line, America's police. Once you cross that line and you say, kill all white officers, you are. That's enough for me to put you away for 6 months so you can think about your typing skills. Even if you think this person, quote, went over the line, what kind of message is the Attorney General trying to send to the public at large? One of common sense. Sense, Dan Korobkin, Korobkin, the B is probably silent, K-O-R-O-B-K-I-N, or Korobkin. Even if you think this person went over the line, what kind of message is the Attorney General trying to send to the general public at large? You idiot. the Attorney General's decision is trying to save people from another San Bernardino. You donkey. You dumbass donkey. All right. Danny boy Korobkin is the deputy legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan. Do we have to be concerned that if we are very, very critical of law enforcement, that we are going to get a knock on the door and find ourselves in jail? Ooh, the boogeyman's going to get you, and you better bet he's going to be white, Danny boy. What? You guys are such conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy theorism is one of the staples of urban America. And I know that to be true because I've spoken with enough Farrakhanites to know that conspiracy theorism is kind of what you're all about. And Mr. Danny said the case raises the question of whether the Attorney General and police would have responded the same way to a threat allegation if the post had targeted a group other than police officers. Really? Wow. If the answer is no, they would not have been handled the same way, then we have a very serious First Amendment violation, Mr. Korobkin said. You cannot punish more harshly speech about one topic than any other topic. Really? In the case of presidents, past, current, and future, Mr. Deputy Legal Director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan, try that. Try what old Nehru Littleton tried with any president. Type it on Facebook. Go ahead there. Be ballsy. Be stupid donkey. You're an idiot. All right. Mr. Littleton's difficulties affording bail. Watch this. Now, this is where I know that this author... this columnist doesn't work for the Washington Times. If they do, this person needs to be fired. Mr. Littleton's difficulties in the next paragraph read, the next paragraph reads, Mr. Littleton's difficulties affording bail also highlight a widespread practice that civil rights advocates say disproportionately affects poor people of color. Because they can't afford bail. We should have thought about that before you you worked up your book or posts. Okay. Should have thought about that. Plus, you don't even think. Oh, my God. I'm not into thought police. But the idea of thought police sickens me. But you know what? I almost wish today we had someone that could come along and just read someone's mind and go, you're down with forced conversion. Get your ass out of America. Because you're certainly not an ingredient when it comes to American exceptionalism. Donkey. All right. Now, here's another idiot. Said Lalaret Elise, communications manager for the Black Youth Project 100, a national activism group. This is definitely an intimidation tactic. Oh, you mean like Black Panthers standing around at precincts where frequented, or not precincts, yeah, voting precincts, frequented by a handful of elderly white folk that were born and raised in urban America, right? You mean that kind of, are we talking about that kind of intimidation tactic? Intimidation tactic of calling on congregation captains? So I'm going to move on. Quote, it looks like there is an effort to target protests and those who are speaking out on social injustices and to make an example of them. It's a scary thing, he said. Okay. Really? It's a scary thing, he said. Denzel McCampbell. It's a scary thing. What? Stay off the roads, and you could make things a little easier for us. What if one of your grandparents needs an ambulance? What if an ambulance rushing up to a crowd of people with each displaying 40 brain cells on their best day, blocking a road? What if your grandparent needs to get to a medical facility or a hospital? Dumb donkey, collectively speaking. Stupid donkeys. All right, Mr. McCampbell cited charges filed against individuals who chained themselves to the doors of a police precinct in protests this year. As well as those charged after blocking trucks sent to shut off water to low-income families that were past due on bills. Oh my God, how many white Americans? Oh my God. I have never had a golden or silver spoon. I haven't even had a nickel spoon or a penny spoon in my mouth my entire life, but there's a few points in my young adult and middle-aged adult life whereby the government had they afforded me a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, block home, anywhere, brand new. That place wouldn't have one piece of sand in it because I would have been so thankful and so grateful. God, oh my God. Can't you just be thankful or grateful for anything? Is it any wonder that you haven't the miracle of seeing an end to black-on-black crime because you're not thankful for the five loaves and few fishes? The miracle occurred after Jesus gave thanks. Oh, dear God, how slow are you? All right. Concern over Facebook posts comes at a time that relationships between police and communities they serve, particularly minority communities, are strained. That's what the columnist went on to say. Andrea went on to say that. Andrea Noble went on to say that. Particularly minority communities. Well, yeah, that's kind of how it works. Urban America is comprised of particularly comprised of African Americans and Latino Americans and a smattering of Asian Americans. That's just kind of how it works, sweetie. If you want a better life, do what Deneen Borelli did. Do what Alan Keyes did. Do what the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Carson did. And they both had, all of the above have a black mother and a black father, and they're not half-white rock stars bumping elbows with America's elite devils, rubbing shoulders with the demonic folk. My goodness. Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Now look, the relationships between police and communities they serve are strained. Really? Would I want to, if my beat, quote-unquote, my beat, was urban America, do you think you could pay me enough? Or pay a black officer? Oh, my God, they get the double whammy. The Uncle Toms, I guess they refer to them as. Imagine being a black officer, prescribed to an urban beat, right? Oh, dear God. Imagine that job. Being told to go F yourself multiple times a day and being called an Uncle Tom multiple times a day. And oh, dear God. The Honorable Martin Luther King just vomited in his coffin again. Oh, dear God. You know what? This new America? God damn this new America. Change has come to America. There's one person that didn't lie at least once over the course of the last 9 years. All right. Activists increasingly are speaking out against perceived police bias and brutality, while police officers are concerned that protesters are encouraging anti-police sentiment and, in turn, violent attacks on officers. Okay, well, that's the first thing that one of the first things you penned, Andrea, that makes absolute sense. Because generally, the result of enough speech is action somewhere. Mr. Littleton was one of four men arrested in July by Detroit police. Okay. Oh, perfect. Perfect. I didn't even know that Wayne County, I believe it's called Wayne County, Michigan, houses Detroit, or vice versa. Detroit houses Wayne County. Wow. By Detroit police, a city that's been governed by Democrats, liberal Democrats for 45 years, and has turned into a cesspool in spite of heightened taxes, I'm sure. A cesspool, a place where they blame everything. They look for the one Republican, a governor, rather than their local water folk. The people that are supposed to oversee their local water. Oh, dear God, save the earth. Save the world that's begun burning down. So anyway, the article did say Mr. Littleton was one of four men arrested in July by Detroit police in connection with messages on social media threatening police. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office is still reviewing charges against one of the men, but ruled in the other two cases that charges could not be supported by evidence. Okay, interestingly enough. Okay, so the other Facebook posts weren't as clear, evidently, as all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter kill all white cops. Mr. Littleton, why don't you take that same fervor and that same message to urban America? Because it appears to us, we as outsiders, that black lives don't matter. To you. It matters to us. I'm riding around with a bumper sticker on my car that says African and Saudi girls and women matter too, B. Stop taking money from Sharia shanks, whore. Because that's just me. I like to state facts. I love the truth. You can't handle the truth. But basically, what I'm doing with those messages hanging in my windows, that I'm going to quote it again. I put a couple of flyers, so this public service announcements. There we go. Inside of my car, and they're affixed to the insides of my windows. African and Saudi girls and women matter too, B. Stop taking money from Sharia shanks, whore. So basically, you're a whore if you support one of the presidents, because Boko Haram, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Janjaweed, Al-Qaeda, none of which are good for women and girls. So let's talk about oppression, shall we? Let's talk about oppression in America and oppression in the Middle East. In the Middle East, minorities are being crucified again. In the Middle East, minorities are being burned at the stake. In the Middle East, little girls are undergoing genital mutilation and then married off to men often three or four times their age. In the Middle East and Asia and swaths of Africa, the aforementioned is taking place far, far too often. Why would I want a penny from a Gilbert Gowrie? He's worth $4.2 billion. I don't care tomorrow if he called me and he said, Dakota, I'd like to give you $2 billion. And I understand that Mr. Trump, who is not your savior and has never been your savior, nor will ever be your savior, hired you to work with him. and be an aid to, I don't know, an aid to Trey Gowdy or an aid to KT McFarland or an aid to Denis Borelli or an aid to Alan Keyes or an aid to the Honorable Benjamin Carson. And Shigari called me and said, look, hey, Dakota, congratulations. I'm worth $4.4 billion now. Here's the catch, though. I'm going to give you $1 billion of my money. I want to be a billionaire so effing bad. Really, really, really? That bad? To bed down with the Gilbert Shigari? Because what Gilbert Shigari did was he asked one of the candidates, you got a 50-50 chance of getting this correct, the answer correct on this one. Gilbert Shigari allegedly asked one of the candidates to keep Boko Haram off of a list of for terrorists, meant for terrorists. So Gilbert Gilly Boy Shigari cleans up well, wears a, you know, he cleans up well, looks good in a suit, recent depictions via the world's freedom, free press, right? Paints the gentleman as a family man and so forth. And he's really just a really nice family man. A really nice family man that asked our Secretary of State to keep, allegedly asked our Secretary of State to keep Boko Haram off of a list intended for terrorists the world over. Haram, do I need to remind you who Boko Haram is? Boko Haram is one of the most demonic groups operating in the world today. Boko Haram is a group that captured and held hundreds of Nigerian girls hostage. Oh, and I'm sure that was pleasant for them. I'm sure they were able to sleep in terms of the pursuit of happiness in Nigeria with both eyes closed. Because after all, the pursuit of happiness now doesn't extend to public places, the public square any longer. If you don't toe the line, the Los Lerner worm will eat flesh off your bones before you know it. But if you attempt to exploit their narrative as being fiendish, oh boy, buddy, watch your back. You know, make sure that your peripheral vision is working at all times. If you begin to question their theology, the theology of the left, you're asking for it if you question the theology of the left, believe me. Because their theology is such that, religiously speaking, a woman should have the right to choose to be as irresponsible as she chooses, and then the only individuals that suffer from those irresponsible choices, by and large, over 90% of the time, I'm sure, you know, in terms of the sperm donors too. I mean, it's not just women, but a little bit of that, about that in my last program. Yesterday morning, I guess it was. But let me get back to the article because we're just about done. I do want to take some of your calls at 929-477-4090. If you want to take on Dakota Lone Star, good luck. Because I'm in a class, a league all my own, just below Alan Keyes and Trey Gowdy. Oh, a black man and a white man. Wow, imagine that. So, anyway, the Attorney General thus far has not brought charges in those cases, in the other cases, the other three cases, evidently. And the spokeswoman declined to comment on them, okay, at this time, maybe. Mr. Littleton is due next in court on Thursday. That would have been today, and I haven't had a chance to really do my research today, whether Mr. Littleton has already been paraded like the fiendish thug that he is before a judge, hopefully an honorable judge, if there are any left, seeing that all have been exchanged for hip pocket generals today. Okay, so I won't go there. That's a little too dangerous, perhaps, too. But, all right, so he was due next in court today, Thursday, when a preliminary hearing was scheduled. Mr. Weiss said his next opportunity to challenge his client's bond will likely occur after the case is handed up to the Wayne County Circuit Court, which handles felony charges.
All right, well, at least it's a felony charge.
At least Mr. Nehru Littleton's crystal clear edicts are considered a felony charge. I wouldn't doubt it, though, if this particular administration were allotted another 4 or 8 years or 12 years, or the Constitution went the way of Christ and was crucified for all of its goodness, amended goodness in a couple of cases. But interestingly enough, let's see. Here we go. We're right at it. Well, at the end of the article, while Mr. Littleton wasn't engaged in any organized protest when the messages in question were posted on Facebook, that's what bothered me right there. While Mr. Littleton wasn't engaged in any organized protest when the messages in question were posted on Facebook. Organized? Oh my God! You realize how stupid you are, donkey? That means he would have been out there tweeting from his phone, the messages while he was in the middle of an organized protest, organized by the Clinton. Oh, I'm sorry. Campaign. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. Wow, really? Says he wasn't engaged in any organized protest when the messages in question were posted on Facebook. According to disclosures made during Ms. Worthy's investigation, he admitted writing them while on vacation. Now, watch this. The alleged perpetrator admitted writing them while on vacation and intoxicated. Activists worry that the actions taken by police in response to this case will have a chilling effect on free speech. Really? Really? Nakula, but write this name down and spell it as well as you can, for crying out loud. It's Nakoula Basselley. Nakoula Basselley. Nakula, creator of The Innocence of Muslims. Libtards argued until they were blue in the face that there are limitations, reasonable limitations to free speech. Like, you can't yell fire in a theater, in a crowded theater. So, activists worry that the actions taken by police in response to this case will have a chilling effect on free speech.
What free speech?
Your definition of free speech, the Constitution's definition of free speech, my definition of free speech as Dakota Lone Star, my pastor's definition of free speech, my wife's definition of free speech, oh my God, Dinesh D'Souza's definition of free speech. But the statements were made clearly in the context of a political statement, Mr. Kropotkin said. Clearly, in the context of a political statement. When we have politicians deciding on their own who should be punished for that, that's when our rights are most vulnerable. Oh, okay. Okay, so let me see if I've got you right, Mr. Korobkin. When we have politicians deciding on their own, oh, you mean like Barack Hussein Obama? Who should be punished for that? For gosh, for harboring deeply held religious beliefs that and constitutional fortitude and constitutional aptitude, Mr. President. Really? You guys have been blind to this for 8 years, that this particular inner onion sent a bloodhound out. I think I'm getting a sinus infection, but a bloodhound, hopefully not. But a bloodhound out by the name of Lois Lerner to subjugate godly business owners and hard workers that put in probably 70, 80, 90, 100-hour weeks like I do. Tea Party activists that don't mimic perfectly the narrative of America's pirates in the state, this new State Department. Oh, my God. Oh, dear God, save us. Save us from this type of governance. Yeah, that's all I can say. That's all I can say. And then you got to look at this, too. So this guy, really quick in closing, Nauru Littleton, call-in number, like I said, is 929-477-4090. I'd love to take your call. Tonight we're talking about specifically about Nauru Littleton, who, God forbid, happens to be an African-American. And I wanted to just say this, because there's a photo, an Associated Press photo of Mr. Nauru Littleton, and below it the photo says, speech advocates are concerned that Nauru Littleton is being held in jail after writing anti-police Facebook posts. Okay, so let me back up to a quote really quick from, let me see, Mr. Korobkin again. Or was it, no, it was someone else, right? Oh, no, here we go. Yeah, it was Korobkin. Even if you think this person went over the line by saying all lives can't matter until black lives matter, kill all white cops, and then having said, snipers, I commend your bravery and actions. Okay, so this guy, Mr. Nauru Littleton, I got to give him one kudos at least, being intelligent enough to craft such a comment. Aside from the fact that he used an apostrophe in the word snipers, but here's what's interesting. He is alleging that there was more than one trigger man in the Dallas shooting, or in the Dallas massacre, all too recent Dallas massacre. God bless our men and women in blue and in black and all of our police officers and sheriffs and or deputies rather, and all of our sheriffs. And oh my God, you have the toughest job in America right now. You just were bumped. It's interesting because over the course of the last 4 years under this particular administration, you went from being number two in the nation, right behind governors in one sense, because they have to manage money that far too many residents of their state consider to be monopoly money, if you will. You were quickly catapulted to number one in America over the course of the last, gosh, probably since 9/11, really. You were catapulted into a form of stardom, if you will, which is just horrible. It's horrifying and demonic to think that you guys, that our blue has to suffer this age and probably get spat upon and sworn at and called Uncle Tom's day in and day out, night in and night out, an hour in and hour out, and moment in and moment out. Is it any wonder that, oh my God, really? Really? Just stay inside. Don't be outside at 3 a.m, you know, looking in people's vehicles you know, law-abiding folk of any genre or persuasion, if you will, stay inside at night. They're at home with their wives and children. My God, just stay inside. Try it for once. Get a job at a fast food place. And then if you're a sperm donor, moonlight at McDonald's or Burger King. And then your wife, if she's working at Walmart, just get a little two-bedroom place with one bathroom that's older, God forbid. Put a little bit of your tax returns and aside for, you know, for to use toward business ownership. Start your own business, your own scouting organizations, your own churches. Leave ours alone, Farrakhanites. Leave ours alone. All right. So basically, that's about it. That's about all I have for you this evening. And yes, Nehru Littleton, it's on what happened at San Bernardino. Common sense rather than common core circuit judges would take your statements at face value. And at the very least, we're not talking about community service here. I'm talking about 6 months, no parole. Think about your jack-off typing skills. And if you really want us to believe that you were intoxicated like you told your ACLU attorney, appointed attorney, it doesn't sound like you're intoxicated to me. I'm going to close with the quotes again from Nehru Littleton. To those snipers in Texas, I commend your bravery and actions. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. All lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter, and then there are 4 exclamation points. Kill all white cops, and then there are 3 exclamation points. Wow. That doesn't sound to be the typing of an intoxicated, suffering, under the heel of middle-aged white theocracy to me. That sounds like a deeply troubled, if not demonic, at a certain point it's demonic. If a police officer tells you to put your firearm down, drop it immediately. I saw the footage of the Charlotte case. 2 to 3 vehicles away, only 2 or 3 vehicles separated, and they were all parked perpendicular, parallel to one another. 2 to 3 vehicles, that's not far, folks. Take the width of 3 average vehicles, put 2 officers on one side, and a guy on the other side that gets out of his vehicle, shimmying, with his back to the officers the entire way, and then when he was in full view, they told him to drop the firearm, and the guy spins around on you like he's Rob Derringer from an outlaw of the American West. An American West series. What's the police officer supposed to do at that point? What are our men and women supposed to do at that point? Let them train their sights on them and just take a bullet for the team? For team Bravo, Barack, for team Barack? Just take a bullet? Is that what they're supposed to do? Because Black Lives Matter? Oh my God, you're sick. You're so sick that you shouldn't even be in charge of anything other than your own bowel movements. Deneen Borelli, save us. Alan Keyes, please come back into the fold and save us. Sheriff Clark, God, please help us. All right, this has been Dakota Lone Star. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great evening, and God save America.